We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Let's go ahead and bring on a very special guest who joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. That is former Arizona Wildcats standout, Sean Harris. He joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. Sean, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Sean, earlier this weekend, you were inducted into the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. For you being a Wildcat and for you spending a lot of years down here in Tucson, what does it mean to be inducted into the Pima County Hall of Fame?
You know, it means a lot that the committee thought about me and they nominated me, and then to be inducted yesterday, Sunday, it was a big honor, and I'm thankful. So, you know, especially spending my whole life in Tucson until I left to go play in the NFL, and you know, the community still thought about me long after I left. So it's a great honor.
Now, you were an all-Pac-10 linebacker. You were a part of the Desert Swarm defense. When you look back on that time and you being an Arizona Wildcat, how was that experience?
You know, I love the experience. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. I think my redshirt freshman year, It was some hard times. I mean, we go to Ohio State and we just get our butts whooped on national TV. And then, as a matter of fact, then we go to Washington and they just beat us like 56-0. Then we go to UCLA, we lose 56-10 or something like that. So it was some rough times. Then to come back my sophomore year and for the basically the same group of kids to come out and basically do a 180 and just improve and compete and change our whole mentality defensively, you know, it made that rise to the top a lot sweeter.
So the Desert Swarm, it wasn't just, you know, the coaching staff got lucky, you know, and threw a bunch of guys together and everything worked. You guys kind of, you know, went through some growing pains together. You all grew up at, you know, at the same time, and that's what made you guys such a special unit.
Yeah, it was. I mean, pretty much we all took those lumps. I mean, like I said, we had that 2-week period where we lost probably 110-10. So, I mean, we all went through the lumps, and we all benefited when we came together as a unit, as a team, and, you know, It was the old saying, all for one and one for all, and that's how we were. You know, we fought amongst each other, but couldn't nobody else pick on our teammate. So, you know, those lumps built character, and it just made us better.
And, of course, your coach, you know, Dick Tomey, how much did he mean to you, you know, when you were playing in college and, you know, looking back on, you know, what you've been through your entire life, how important was he for you, you know, just, you know, in that growing up stage?
You know, Coach Tomey had a big role. I mean, he believed in us from the start. So, I mean, out of high school, down the road, he didn't have to offer me and my cousin. I mean, we were down the road, but we didn't have the best of grades. And, you know, he believed in us, and he gave us an opportunity. And then when we got to college, he continued to believe in us. And, I mean, he just trusted us. So, you know, I owe a lot to Coach Tomey, and he was always a good mentor during my years at U of A and also after.
What was the biggest thing that he taught you?
You know, I think he taught everybody, you know, there's going to be hard times. You can expect something that's not going to go the way that you wanted to. So, you know, expect the unexpected, and you know, he just taught all of us that, and you know, you got to handle things and you can't run away from things. So, and that was big, because in life and in football, especially sports, it's going to be something that you didn't prepare for. So,
do you have a Coach Tomey or favorite Coach Tomey memory or a Coach Tomeyism that really jumps out to you?
You know, the thing he used to always say to us, and I remember like yesterday, we go to the meetings, and he would always say, it's not what you say, but what you do. So, and he always preached that to us, which is definitely true, you know, because your mouth can say one thing, but your actions is always going to speak the truth. So,
well, he had one famous saying. I think it was something like, "Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying." Because
he loved what you're... that too. Yeah.
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 How many times did you hear that?
Oh, over and over. Over and over. Yeah. Yeah. Coach Tomey was a great man, definitely.
Former Arizona Wildcat Sean Harris. He was inducted into the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame over the weekend. He's joining us right here on ESPN Tucson. Sean, what is your best accomplishment, either as a human, as a football player? When you look at, you know, just over the course of your life, what has been the best accomplishment for you?
You know, definitely I have a lot of accolades from college and playing in the NFL, but to me, my best accomplishment is marrying my wife, Sharon, and raising my three kids. I mean, you know, I'm proud of them, and I think that's my best accomplishment, you know, because they represent me every day, and I also represent them.
And, you know, Jalen Harris, he's your son. He's the current starting defensive end for the Arizona Wildcats. He wears number 49, just like you. You're going to get nostalgic looking at, you know, him, because the Wildcats this weekend against Oregon State, they're going to wear the throwback Desert Swarm uniforms. You're going to get nostalgic. It's going to be like looking at yourself in the mirror, right, or like looking at yourself in a time machine.
Yeah, that's what people say. They say we look just alike, but, you know, it's going to be similar, but they're not going to have the half shirts that we used to wear. You know,
of course. So,
but I'm proud of them. I mean, and I'm excited to see them come out in those throwback uniforms, and I'm looking forward to being at the game and watching them play. So it's going to bring back some memories, definitely.
And, you know, also, you know, sticking with your sons as well, you know, Jalen Harris, standout defensive end for the Arizona Wildcats, but you have another one who's still undecided, still needs to make his decision, Jason Harris, and your son is a stud, you know, one of the most highly ranked recruits in the country right now. What's it been like seeing his progress as a football player?
You know, the best thing about him is you know, like Coach Tomey used to say, you got to handle adversity all the time, and he's dealt with a lot of adversity the last 2 years with injuries. So, you know, to see him come back this year and finally get an offseason to improve his talent and actually show it on the field, you know, that's been the most rewarding part, and that's been the most exciting part. You know, I think he has his upside is incredible, you know, because he's so long and athletic, but you know, I love how he handles adversity, and I love how he works.
What's been the biggest improvement in his game since he's developed as the standout football player?
Well, the biggest improvement that I see from him is his hands. You know, he's worked a lot this offseason and using his hands and hand fighting, been violent with his hands. So, you know, he's using his reach to keep people off of him. So, you know, I would definitely have to credit his hands.
Have you been more hands-off in terms of his recruitment? Because, you know, there's a big conflict of interest. You know, his mom is a Wildcat. His dad is a Wildcat. His older brother is a Wildcat. Or do you kind of just let him, you know, do his own thing? Or how do you handle the recruiting process right now?
You know, at the end of the day, it's his decision because he has to live with it. You know, it's, I'm not going to college again, and I'm not going to practices and listening to the coaches yell. So, you know, he has to be able to live with his decision. So at the end of the day, it's his decision, and I'll have a little input, and my wife will have a little input. So, but at the end of the day, it'll be totally his decision where he wants to go play.
Is it true that Miss Sharon's mac and cheese is to die for? Is that the reason why Jalen was able to put on 20 pounds over the offseason?
I mean, he ate a lot of mac and cheese while he was here, though, but I think he gives a lot of credit to the the strength coaching and the staff that they have there at the U of A. They did a lot with him. They worked hard. They made sure he gained muscle and stayed in shape. So I would say 70-30.
Okay. You know, Sean, Arizona also received some disappointing news yesterday. You know, for the program, Marcel Yates, defensive coordinator, was released and relieved of his duties. What do you make about all this, and how was your relationship like with Coach Yates during the recruiting process for Jalen?
You know, it's shocking, but it's not. You know, as you know, with any sport, it's based on stats. You know, what are the stats? Are they in your favor or they're not? So it's understandable, but you never expected at Arizona that it would happen in the middle of the season. But, you know, the defense needs to perform it, and they have to carry their weight. So I'm not totally surprised by it. My relationship with Yates, you know, it's a good relationship. We didn't talk every day, and, you know, we didn't call each other all the time. So, but when we see each other, it's cordial, and, you know, I have no hard feelings towards him, and he had none towards me. And, you know, I wish him the best. It's always a hard time when someone gets fired.
But with, you know, him being gone, steps comes in a new guy that you're somewhat familiar with, and that is Chuck Cecil. What do you like about Chuck Cecil and what he can do as the defensive coordinator?
You know, I'm like everybody else. I'm itching to see what are they going to run, what type of packages that they'll be in. But, you know, Chuck hands are kind of tied also. You know, when you get the job in the middle of the season, you know, it's hard to really put your fingerprints all over the defense because, you know, it's terminology and different schemes. So it's only so much that he could do. So I think he'll probably take what they've been doing and probably tweak things here and there. So, but I'm interested to see what he's going to do. You know, I know he was the defense coordinator in the NFL, so I kind of expect him to do more four-man fronts, you know, a 4-3 and or 3-4 scheme. So, but it's going to be interesting. I'm curious. I don't know what to – I have no clue what he'll do.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of remains to be seen. We'll see what will happen this Saturday and also the other three games to close out the season. That's former Arizona Wildcat great Sean Harris, former All-Pac-10 linebacker, Desert Swarm member, and he was just inducted into the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. Sean, on the behalf of ESPN Tucson, we just wanted to congratulate you on this incredible honor, and thank you so much for coming on the show and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sean.
We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.